Back here on 102.5 The Game with Roman Josi. Our playoff coverage continues, brought to you by Dex Imaging and Mailing. And Roman, you've decided to go with the full mohawk, even going down a level, even more similar to Kevin Klein. I guess the success of Kevin Klein's game is rubbing off on some people.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Kevin is my idol, so I just want to look like him, so that's why I did it.
Well, it's working right now for sure. And it looks like you get Hal Gill back on the full practice today. Don't know what his status is for tomorrow yet, but looks like he's getting better. Obviously, he would be a big lift for this group with his experience.
Yeah, obviously. I mean, he won the Cup, and he played many playoff games, and he has great experience, and he'll be huge for us in defense.
Now, is it fairly easy for you, depending on whether you're playing with Kevin Klein or Hal Gill, whoever you get mixed with, does it change your game at all, depending on who your partner is?
No, I mean, just the only thing that changed, if I'm with Hal Gill, I play on the right side, so that's probably the biggest thing that changed. But I played a lot with Kevin during the regular season, I played a lot with Hal, so they're both great players, and they're really responsible defensively, and they clean up in their own zone, and so it doesn't matter who I play with, it's been great so far.
Looks like there's a lot of emphasis right now on puck possession, taking care of the puck from the defensive end, moving to the offensive end. They've certainly created some trouble for you guys in that neutral zone, trying to go from defense to offense.
Yeah, that's the main thing. We want to get the puck behind their D's, and they're really good in the neutral zone. They try to stop us before the red line or before their blue line. And yeah, we just gotta get the puck deep, and they got problems if we dump it in the corners and get behind them.
It looks like once you get through there's some things there offensively. When you guys are able to set up there, you're getting some pretty good shot opportunities.
Yeah. We gotta work them down low, and then, like you said, they wanna, their defense is in the neutral zone. They wanna stop us there, and they don't wanna go down in their own end. And we got some pretty good chance if we got it deep.
Now, when this playoff series started, Roman, did you have any idea how many people would be asking you about your ping pong game?
No, I didn't even expect it. After he told us we can't play, I didn't expect that big of a media attention to that ping pong thing. But yeah, it's a funny story, I guess.
Yeah, I guess we need to change it up. Asking all these hockey questions gets monotonous after a while there. I guess people are looking for other things to ask you about.
Yeah, they are. I mean, it's media always looking for a good story, and they found one now. So, yeah, it's fun.
But this is your chance now. You can really tell people, who is the best ping pong player on this team? I mean, I know Patrick Hornquist likes his game. Brandon Yip seems to be pretty good. Who are the other guys that are the contenders?
I gotta be honest. Brandon Yip got me the last couple of times, and he beat me a couple of times now. But yeah, I'm trying to come back now, so we might play after right here a bit. And yeah, I hope to get a couple wins. But he beat me a couple of times lately.
Well, I'm sure there's gonna be a daily update now with the media, finding out who's the champion of the day in ping pong.
But they should film every game, and just so we know who won. So, because he's always cheating and doesn't tell the truth after. So
yeah, so we'll get it on record. That's a good idea. We'll get some film there. So Roman, finally, big opportunity tomorrow. Coming back home, you've got a chance to close out the series. You don't want to go back to Detroit, and you know that Detroit is going to come out very, very desperate in this game.
Yeah, they're going to be desperate. I mean, they want that win, and we want that win. We're going to be desperate too. And yeah, we don't want to lay back because we got a 3-1 lead. And they're really, I mean, they're dangerous. They probably did it before. Come back after a 1-3 deficit. So we're just going to try to play hard, and we want to get that win on Friday.
Roman, thanks a lot. Good luck tomorrow.
Thank you.